Now, a graffiti has been sprayed on walls in East Belfast, warning landlords against accepting foreign tenants. It was daubed on the walls in Dunraven Avenue and Glenbrook Avenue and says, landlords beware, dash locals first. It's obviously raised concerns, and indeed attitudes in the area are not what they might be if people are writing stuff like this on the walls. Let me speak to Councillor David Armitage from the Alliance Party. David Armitage, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's concerning, there's no doubt about that. I'd be surprised if anyone's going to come on this programme this morning and say, yeah, absolutely, landlords beware, that's a threat, followed by locals first, that's a racist term. However, it'll not be long before we find some people justifying the idea behind it.
There probably will be, but I guess most people will be agreeing with what you said in the beginning, that racism and threats of violence aren't welcome in 21st century Belfast. We had the Milo yesterday on Sunday and the finals of the Women's World Cup and Belfast as well, two things celebrating our multiculturalism and diversity and stuff. And that's the Belfast that most people want and welcome, rather than the threats and racist attitudes.
How common is it for families from overseas, who would have their origins overseas, to be coming to live in the east of the city? Is there a greater presence of communities that weren't in the east maybe 10, 15 years ago?
Definitely. I've been living in Northern Ireland for 20 years. When I first moved over, I was one of the few non-Northern Irish people, and nowadays it's easy to walk down the Newton Arcs Road and hear the different languages, see the different cultural expressions of clothes being worn and stuff. So there's many more people moving into East Belfast from all over the world, and majority of people welcome it and want to assimilate people into the local community.
Wasn't that long ago, I think it was. Was it this week or last week? Maybe it was about Friday. There was a guy on here on the programme trying to explain to me very recently how we wouldn't have Christmas anymore if Muslims came to live here. And he said they're slowly doing away with Christmas in England, and Christmas will be eradicated in Northern Ireland. And, you know, you begin to tear your hair out to some extent when you're listening to that. However, the young man who was talking absolutely believed what he was saying.
That is quite upsetting, and to hear that. One thing in an alliance we're keen on is the shared future, meaning that everybody's got an equal place around the table type of thing, whether you're coming to Belfast for the first time or you're living here all your life. Everybody's welcome and everybody's equal. And to address that thing as well, I've started up a three-faith forum in Belfast, looking at Christian religious leaders, Muslim religious leaders and Jewish religious leaders. And we started meeting together just to look at those concerns and stuff, so that those views that people have can be shown to be false, that most religions just want to celebrate their own religion and just to get on with their own stuff. And they're very respectful with each other's religion as well. So that guy's view about Muslims wanting to destroy Christmas is totally false.
Is there an argument, however, for people in the east of the city who would like to live close to their relatives, close to their grandparents, close to their parents, and they're trying to get houses, and they discover that maybe someone from Somalia or someone from Libya or someone from Syria is living in the street, and they can't get the flat or the house that they had their eye on? Is there an argument there that people who have always been in East Belfast should be treated as East Belfast citizens before anyone who's coming from overseas?
No, I don't think there is. I understand the position that people in wanting to be near their family. It's one thing I respect about Belfast is the strong family ties and the close-knit communities that bring. But there is needs for all members of the community. And I know there is a housing shortage needed, and the local development plan in Belfast has been looking at how we can bring more housing into Belfast in future. So I understand the concerns, but for me, they're not correct concerns. There will be enough housing for everybody.
Councillor David Armitage from the Alliance Party, thank you very much indeed. Your opinions on this are very welcome. We'll speak to David McNary, who's been associated with UKIP and has got an opinion on this graffiti being sprayed on the walls in East Belfast, warning landlords against accepting foreign tenants. It was daubed on the walls in Dunraven Avenue and Glenbrook Avenue, and it says, "Landlords beware, locals first." Going to speak to David in just a moment. And good morning to David McNary, patiently waiting to speak to us. David, good morning. Let me see. We'll try David on this line. Let me see. Good morning, David. Well, slight problem with the line there. We'll try and get David up on this other line if it'll play ball with me. If you have just joined us, by the way, you are very welcome indeed. It is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, and we're talking about graffiti that's been sprayed on the walls in East Belfast, warning landlords against accepting foreign tenants. The graffiti daubed on the walls in Dunraven Avenue and Glenbrook Avenue, saying "Landlords beware, locals first." It's obviously raised concerns about attitudes in the area. I think David is on this line. Morning, David.
Good morning. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly, David. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's concerning when people take time out to put graffiti like this on our local walls.
Absolutely, Frank. I mean, there isn't a right-minded person who would condone this. It has to be condemned, and rightly will be condemned. But just from your own point of view, your introduction to the subject, no dogs, no blacks, no Irish. That type of talk also, Frank, is a bit over the top in introducing a subject to a Northern Ireland audience, because whilst this incident may have happened, I mean, we haven't actually got to that situation of people putting up posters in their own windows.
Do you not think it's a first step, however, David? Do you not think it's very similar? Well, if you've a sign up that says no dogs, no blacks, no Irish, or a sign up that says landlords beware, locals first, do you not think it's the same thing?
Well, I hope it's not the sort of talk that people are getting involved in after listening to us. And if it is the same thing, let's knock it for six now. You can read this many ways. My understanding, I'm from East Belfast, I know it well. They're the best people in the world, and who wouldn't say that about where you come from, but they are. And what's happening down in East Belfast, and it's been happening for some time, it's happening all over Northern Ireland, and it's happening all over the United Kingdom. If you haven't got a job, or you can't get a house, or your child can't get into school, or the school that you want, and you see a foreigner in a job, in a house, and taking their children to school, there are some people get very angry. And as a result of their angry, that dreadful type of graffiti goes up. Now, thankfully, the majority of people don't get angry. But I think we all know, below the surface, there is a resentment of some kind percolating away at us. And that spills over, and it comes out in the form of which we've seen it. But it is a social problem, and it is a problem about how we accept and integrate people from other countries into our society. And it makes it a lot better if they're coming in here not as benefit tourists, not taking the houses or that people are waiting on and they can see it, not actually finding a place in a school where someone else from a closer locality feels they're being knocked down the road. Whereas if they're in here and they're making a contribution, that's why they've come to East Belfast or Northern Ireland, they've come there to better themselves and in many cases send money back home to better their families. That's the discussion that has to take place as to that integration and what goes on.
Yeah, you did say there that there would be people who'd be looking and they'd be seeing a foreigner taking their child to school or a foreigner heading off to do some work. Surely the secret of success would be to see a neighbour taking a child to school or a neighbour taking the bus to work.
Well, that's what you and I would see. And most people like you and I are colorblind, and we see a person, and we would see and welcome a neighbor. The fact is that those type of graffiti things only go up in the anger because somebody has identified this new person moving in as a neighbor or whatever to be different, and it is that difference that we've got to overcome. You can't, and I'm not trying to, you can't justify this type of behaviour, and it's very difficult to explain it, but you can only try to explain it, Frank, if you want to actually keep the conversation going. And that conversation started many, many years ago. The Muslim, the ISIS effect, got through many years ago to a lot of young people and a lot of people. And, you know, people do actually pay attention to the news. They see the horrors of the ISIS attacks, the destruction in Iraq and Syria, the beheading of people, and they wrongly associate all Muslims as members of ISIS. The worry that I have, and I've said it on many occasions, when the chief constable identifies that there is a severe warning in place in Belfast of an ISIS-type attack, then you wonder where it's coming from. And it's not going to come from a local East Belfast person. It's going to come from those people who support ISIS because, you know, they're associated with it. And what we don't know, what we always worry about in Belfast is how many actual ISIS supporters do we have, and would they ever, or whatever would they ever do to Belfast in the manner in which we've seen many, many cities, Barcelona just recently, ripped apart, and people ripped apart. So there's that undertone, and you can't take it away until such times as people maybe have some assurances that these people aren't coming in to take your job. They're not coming in to steal your house. They're not coming in to take your school place. They're not coming in to attack you. They're not coming in to do any of these things. Maybe the graffiti in some way is a way of expressing, I'm worried. And if we could get a hold of whoever put the graffiti up, then we might be able to give them some assurances.
Yeah, you see, David, you notice that I'm allowing you to speak and I'm not interrupting you at all, because the more you speak, the more you sound like a UKIP representative in some way explaining the behaviour of people who wrote "Landlords beware, locals first." You have condemned it. There's no doubt you have condemned it. But then you've gone through a list of how people might be looking at those from a Muslim faith and presuming to some extent that they're associated with ISIS. Surely we could look at people from a Muslim faith and see them as a teacher, a doctor, a bricklayer, as opposed to a terrorist. Surely we could see them as a hard-working neighbour. Surely we could see them as a classroom assistant, as someone who may be helping our children. And you say about if there's an attack here and the chief constable's worried, it'll not come from an East Belfast citizen. East Belfast and West Belfast citizens have killed far more people in this country than anyone of the Muslim faith or the Muslim persuasion. So the way you're talking is reminding us that there is a question mark being placed over people from overseas who come here, and that in itself has to be a racist attitude.
Well, I dispute and repudiate the accusation. That's the undertone in what you're saying. I've been asked to give an opinion, and I'm trying to contribute to a conversation. Thankfully, the people in East, West and West Belfast who killed each other have stopped it. There is no easement on ISIS people killing anybody who gets in their road.
David, this is important. When you see a Muslim in East Belfast or a Muslim in the city centre, does ISIS cross your mind?
No. No, it doesn't. And, I mean, the conversation about, a doctor, a nurse, a worker, whatever, I don't think any of those things would cross anybody's mind. it must cross someone's mind when they see that that person is foreign to them, has only moved in, has got this house, doesn't appear to have a job, yet they're jumping the queues in the schools, etc. That's what we've got to get underneath, Frank, is that's what people see and that's what they talk about, right? And we've got to take them, we've got to hold them in a conversation rather than them resorting to the graffiti. It's when the graffiti goes out, you know, that's a statement, and that statement then gives a bad impression on the whole area. And it marks everybody in East Belfast as supportive of that when they're not. And that discussion is taking place.
Well, I don't think anyone's suggesting that the majority of people in East Belfast are supportive of that graffiti. That's the workings of a very evil person that puts graffiti like that up.
Neither would they be if they shared, and I know many of them do, the type of views and opinions that I have and that UKIP has, which aren't racist, and they should not be referred to as being racist, as you have. And I think you're wrong in doing that, but you may stand by that comment.
Well, I'm suggesting that what you're saying has a tone that is associated with describing people in a way that they would be seen as different from ourselves, inferior to ourselves, and to be frowned upon by their presence.
I accept that, but there is great difficulty in trying to address a problem as it manifests itself without the brutality of a certain amount of truth and honesty. And it is finding, and sometimes because of the sensitivities, Frank, you do struggle with words to try and put across, hang on a second, this is wrong, cannot happen again, should never happen again. These people coming into a community should be welcomed and they should integrate. Those are all very fine words. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way.
So you need to be blunt in the way that you're talking about the issue in the round.
If you want to be as blunt to the people who put the graffiti up, or who'd be thinking about putting any more of it up, if you want to be blunt in a direct way, as I would when I have talked to people, and I wouldn't know whether they were graffiti writers or not, but I've made the position quite clear of what that graffiti of any nature isn't wanted. So if you're being blunt to that type of person, then you've got to be blunt in the explanation of trying to understand what's happening. And, you know, the integration of comers, new people into a community, into a street, into a road. I mean, I take it from what the graffiti actually said, it was a message to the landlord.
Well, it was a threat, wasn't it?
Well, it was a threat to the landlord. Now, that means that that's private housing. That means that that's private accommodation. That means that not everybody can get onto the private accommodation ladder unless they've actually gone through social services to get there. And I think that would worry me as well as to the threat going to the private landlord, as if, hang on a minute, you cannot conduct your business the way you want to. That has got to be throttled. That has got to be put down, and so you can't do that.
Well, you can't threaten, full stop.
So no, you can't.
Everyone's in agreement on that. You, David Armitage, myself, we're all saying, and I'm sure the good people of East Belfast are saying, threatening anyone going about their lawful business, threatening anyone, is absolutely unacceptable. But it sets a tone of fear, and this locals first, that's like a play on Britain first. There's a play on words there, and there's a sinister undertone that exists whenever you only see one particular group or one particular race.
Well, let's hope that this is the end of it. That these great heroes, whoever they are, have drawn attention to themselves. Their threat is being noted, and I'm sure the PSNI are chasing up this. And let's hope that, you know, the discussion that is obviously taking place on your program, and it'll be taking place in that community as well.
And is your message to people from Africa, people from Syria, people from Libya, who may be listening to a radio at this moment in time in a little flat in East Belfast, as you know, former UKIP leader in Northern Ireland, is your message to all of these people, even if they're not going out to do an honest day's work, that they're welcome in Belfast?
My message has always been the same, that if you're here legally and you're here to make a contribution to society and the community that you would move into, then you're more than welcome, and why not? And if there are jobs for you, and that's the reason you've come, good. There's always got to be the question in that if the graffiti writers are unemployed and jobless, why aren't they getting jobs? And that part of that discussion as well. Where are the jobs for the local people if others are brought in to do them? And do they want these jobs, the local people, or do they not? And if they don't want the job, then for goodness sake, wake up and don't spoil it for people who are willing to work and willing to make a contribution.
Okay. David McNary, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Your opinions are very welcome. 90-333-105 is the number. 077-66-105-105. If you woke up and you were, you know, living in a street and you saw paint daubed on a wall that said, "Locals only, landlords beware, locals first." How would you feel? Would you go out and maybe daub it out? Would you paint over it? Would you report it to the police? Or would you think, it's about time somebody put that up? Do let us know.